Morning Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. Boeing union member Jacqueline Vaden.
We all know the times are hard. The cost of living here in the state of Washington is not cheap.
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Ukraine at the top of the agenda when President Biden meets with Ukraine Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today. The two to discuss whether to loosen restrictions on Kyiv's use of U.S. and British missiles to hit deeper into Russia. President Vladimir Putin warning that would trigger a war between NATO and Moscow. A typhoon in Vietnam has left at least 223 people dead, more than 100 missing. Former President Trump goes west today, campaigning and fundraising in California and Nevada. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania rallies in Johnstown and Wilkes-Barre as she builds on her recent debate performance. This is ABC News. The NYPD commissioner, through a lawyer, says he unequivocally denies any wrongdoing. Edward Caban resigning amid federal probes into the administration of New York Mayor Eric Adams.
The investigation involves the SDNY, that being the Southern District of New York, the FBI and the IRS, and they're looking into contracts, potential bid rigging, and the NYPD's Division of Nightlife Enforcement.
ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer. New details about alleged drug ring leaders linked to the death of Matthew Perry. The French star allegedly getting drugs from a physician along with so-called ketamine queen of Los Angeles, Jasveen Sanga. More from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Police believe they've uncovered another of her alleged victims. Cody McLaurie died of an overdose after allegedly buying drugs from Sangha. His family telling ABC's Matt Gutman they found text messages where Cody and Sangha discussed pricing.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water levels are low on the Mississippi River. That's making things tough for shippers and Wisconsin farmers. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The USDA says that grain shipping is being limited, especially around St. Louis, as officials deal with water levels as low as they've been the last 2 years. In the last week of August alone, grain shipping dropped 17%. The effects will mostly be felt by farmers, with costs up 57% compared to the three-year average. Costs this year are up 8% over last year. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Waukesha County executive is diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Paul Farrow says he plans to keep working through his chemotherapy treatments. Farrow's been Waukesha County Executive since 2015. Before that, he served in the state legislature. He announced the news to the public in a YouTube video this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that even with Love out, he expects the team to come together to win against Indianapolis on Sunday.
everybody has their own focus, and it's to do their job at the best of their ability and whatever they're asked to do. And I think they've embraced that challenge. I think they'll embrace their roles, and I think they'll stick together and rally around each other.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82, and 65 the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. We'll get you ready for the big Alabama visiting Wisconsin Badger game and much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It is Football Friday here on Mino and the Mayor. As I mentioned, we've got Don Mikowski coming up in a little bit. We've got Ted Stefaniak coming on. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band. We've got a great, great young entertainer on our Heights Pub and Parlor segment with Amelia Ford, the live music series. But we've got Mark Hewson in the house. Mark, I know you don't have any inside information. If you do, you're not going to share it. But this has been very coy in regards to the potential comeback of Jordan Love this week, huh?
Yeah, I just heard it last night. You know, I heard, well, there's, you know, rumors. I think everyone has to just say a lot of times are rumors.
Yeah.
You know, what happens at 1265 is, and it should be. I mean, it's private information. It's his health.
Yeah, I think the leaks are gone there, though. They kept this one pretty quiet.
Well, you know, I will say this. The Kansas City game the other night, you know, everybody, there was no thought that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. And then all of a sudden, he's on the sidelines in street clothes.
Right.
And this guy who was his free agent took over for him and had a phenomenal game. Okay.
That was awesome.
Well, the 49ers were saying it was a pregame decision. They took it right up until kickoff almost for McCaffrey, if he was a good player or not. Okay. And postgame, this poor young kid, they said, when did you know you're going to be starting? He goes, I think Friday night.
Yeah. I heard that. I think I was listening to one of the sports radios, and they're like, how much did this really come
on? Right.
But you know what?
There's a little that going on.
But I think that's where we're, I mean, I think 10, 15 years ago, you didn't have the social media. You didn't have these.
Right.
So the leaks didn't always happen, and if they happened, it didn't get that far. Now a leak happens, and it's out across, the world.
Yeah.
So quick. So, and the hard thing is the leaks, some of it may be the truth, some of it may not be, but, there's so much at stake with it. And I think we do have to remember it's just like everyone's private health of if you got a sickness or if you got an injury, do you want everyone to know about it? No. You know, some people, well, then why should the pros? And I know
that's
people
the
say
way is, I am. When I have an injury or anything, nobody knows. Geez. Nobody knows.
You never talk about it.
No.
You don't walk around the office limping.
Don't complain.
No exercises.
Looking for free advice for anyone who comes in that has a...
Jim, you missed it. Mark was going through some moves out in the hallway with John to try and get him to loosen up that quad. It was pretty entertaining.
I would... Darn.
John did not go to the floor. We kept him off the floor.
Yeah, we have those yoga mats.
Yeah.
Did you see those? And the lady... When did she give those to us?
Kristen gave us those
a little over a year ago.
Todd, I think I've seen them. They were not unwrapped.
They're not.
That's correct.
They're still in the cellophane,
we'll
whatever that
is.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything. It's like when we'd buy a new couch with my mom, she'd keep the plastic on for a couple of months.
Those are not rollers.
So
those are yoga mats.
We thought they were the styrofoam rollers. Oh, okay. Now we know.
So, Mark, with injuries like this in the NFL, though, and we're talking about the unbelievable almost 24-hour care they get if they need it. The thing is, what we're doing to our bodies these days in finding every way possible to, you know, recoup faster. What do you think has been, because there used to be some things with the Olympic, they would take your blood out, they would freeze it, and then give it back to you a month later and different. But what have you seen as far as like the legal, the accepted things that have really made the biggest difference in the world?
That's a great question. You know, I think sometimes it's going back to basics, though.
Oh.
You know, I mean, stretching. Do people know how to stretch? Think about it when they used to talk about calisthenics and what they did in fire classes and
jumping jacks.
I'll go back to that. I don't know if we're as general public is as active as we used to be. I think we come home and we've talked about this. Yeah. Live in Wisconsin. As it gets colder here and it gets darker, we come home, we sit on the couch, we're not as active. I just left. I'll give credit to the two of my neighbors. They were out walking. So they were coming home when I was leaving the house this morning at 6:05. So they were probably out since 5. It's tough to get out of bed. But if you do those things, you do the basic things, you're going to be okay.
But I think the advancement has been in diagnostic equipment, you know, MRI. That's unbelievable how deep you guys can dig. Just PET scans?
Yeah, oh, Jim, I will tell you, if you're looking at how to get the answers of what's injured, I will tell you probably diagnostic testing. So PET scans, CT scans, MRIs, and it's not about getting an MRI. It's the clarity of the MRI to know this is what you have. Right. That we have now what's called a 3T scanner. I think there's maybe 3.5, which is the strength of your magnet. So the clarity of what it is, I think it's also of how quick you can get in. We know the healthcare insurance companies, they used to say, well, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks. And now you're sitting there for 2 or 3 weeks with an unknown. Now we can get a lot of people in within a day or two.
Right.
And it's because how you choose to use those MRIs, you're not just doing them like they're water, but we can use those MRIs, we can get clarity and say, this is exactly what your problem
everything,
is.
Everything, though, your tests of prostate, the tests are just everything has advanced. I don't know if the cures have advanced. I don't know. That's not my department, but I'll tell you what healthcare has done to find out what's wrong with you is unbelievable.
I think the other thing is, in healthcare, I think we tried to start doing a lot of preventive stuff.
Yeah.
Randy Van Stratton's been here and talked about, with his divisions, done a lot of, we did a lot of testing before. If it's blood work, to say, holy cow, your white count's out of control. Well, your white count is like, do you have an infection? So if you catch a cancer diagnosis in the early stages, and when I say early stages, stage one, early, you know, just like, hey, is something on? You may not even know it's cancer, but if you catch that rather than stage four, the cost of healthcare has gotten out of control. So if we can get that early, that's what helps.
We spend a gazillion dollars on healthcare, but only 1% on preventative and 99%. We have to switch that. We have got to get people so when they, there's got to be free physicals. You've got to give them incentive to come back for the follow-up, $100 or whatever people like. And we've got to get ahead of that thing because we got the equipment and we got the smart doctors. I mean, these guys are unbelievable, but you catch your stuff too late. But anyway, thanks for what you're doing. I'm sneaking out. I got to go. This is a big weekend. I just want to give one plug for the Celebrate Recovery. It's at Bay Beach, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It starts. It's going to be great. A lot of people are going. And then the other thing that I'm going to be at is, not that you have to go because I'm going, but that Mile of Music on Broadway. It's called something else. It's 100 bands. Yeah. It kicks off at 8th Street Band with Brass Differential, which is really good.
It's awesome.
So it's going to be great. There's
Rock in the Real Yard.
Yeah. And then the game, too.
Isn't that the name of it? Rock in the Real Yard?
Something like that. It'll catch on. It's the first year. But it's a lot of bands. A lot of bands.
But just getting out and support the community. That's what you guys are doing. And I think that's what it is.
I love it. It's
get out, support the community, you know, and
all bands on deck.
All bands on deck. That's it. Yes, that's what it is.
All bands on deck. Sorry, Tarl. In the Shipyard District.
Yep.
Along South Broadway and the Fox.
Yeah, this is a good weekend. And the game, there's all that pregame stuff. And this is going to be a fun weekend in Green Bay.
Do your walking on Saturday because you're not going to be walking on Sunday when you're sitting around.
That's right.
I want to put a note that I want to put some cameras out behind Jim's house so that when we see him sneaking out to the garbage cans to get that bag of chips he threw
off,
can catch him.
I would like that. It may need to be reenacted.
There we go. That'll be some content for our website.
I will play the part of Jim Schmidt. All right. Love you. Have a good weekend.
See you, Jim.
A great weekend. Till Donna, bon voyage. So anyway, Mark, back
Jim's
to
going to buy those potato chips.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's right.
Back talking about the preventative type things. And even like those stretches you did. But when, like, I remember we'd come to a Packer game back in the day, and we'd come so early, it's unbelievable. Because I used to want to go into the end zone and try to catch some of the balls that the kickers would miss and throw them back and everything. But then the team would all get together, and they would do calisthenics, push-ups, I think sit-ups, leg raises. You know what I mean?
No.
Nobody does that stuff in pro sports, in any sports anymore, do they?
No, you know, if they do it a lot, I don't think they do it as much as a team. I think in the pro sports, I think a lot of them do individual.
Okay.
I think a lot of them do things also inside. They'll warm up inside. I think it's something in the high school setting that we've gone away from. And I think the big thing is going back to that team concept of guys get together, warm up, do your, you know, sit-ups, push-ups. Is it jumping jacks? Is it, the monster crawls? Whatever you're doing just to get warmed up. Sadly, there's kids that make play on varsities. They have no clue how to warm up.
Really?
Oh, it's, but I think it's one of those things. What are we doing now when we're younger? And what's the routine for warming up? And it's tough. So it's one of those things we have to do more of that to get warmed up so we don't get the injuries. It's the same thing of if you're sitting on the bench for three quarters and know you're going in, take the jacket off, start running up and down the sidelines. Yeah. You know, I mean, but it's the same thing of warming up in the morning. How many times do we say, if I'm going to get out of bed, I'm going to roll up, I'm going to get out of that. So I can't do in the morning. I'll admit, my wife would laugh right now because she's probably thinking, well, you don't warm up in the afternoon.
Let me ask you this. What rule changes? Because you and I both kind of looked at a questionable call a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know what? I think they will always make that call. Because we talked about the point of emphasis. Anything above the shoulders these ways in any way, shape, or form seems like a pretty quick flag, doesn't it?
Just watched a college game last week, and that was one of the talks of, do I think that they're making a big effort for head, neck? Yes. I think it was a Colorado-Nebraska game last week.
Yeah.
And there was a call. I think actually two ball players, maybe three, got tossed in that game for targeting. I think it was the last one was kind of one of those questionable calls because it was really shoulder and how people can move and turn. And if you have to make that split-second decision, I don't think they would have made that call. The problem is sometimes they're calling it targeting and then they go back to the replay.
Right.
And it gives you a chance.
There's, you know, once you've committed to make that tackle, your target point might be totally legal. And then that guy with the ball turns in a different way and you get the blame for whatever happens, but you've already launched or whatever you want to call it.
That's exactly what it is. You've already
committed.
You committed to a location and now they've changed that location.
Exactly.
It's almost like you have to change that location to say, maybe instead of being the chest, it's got to be lower.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got to be their pelvis, their hips, because if you hit that area, their head's not going to get down that quick. And I think that's one of the challenges.
And you can tell, let's be honest, anybody that watches a lot of football, you can tell if somebody's going after a headshot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times you see it where they just, for whatever reason.
Well, I think it's how their head, you know, sadly, we have more people getting injured. Because they're dropping their head, and I'm doing it as I speak, but dropping their head so far,
right?
It's the crown of the helmet, it's the top of the helmet that's going to hit. It's like, see what you're hitting. That's going to save you every single time.
Absolutely. All right, Mark Houston in the house. Got Teddy Stefaniak coming up a little bit. Don Majkowski will be joining us. Dennis from the Glam Band and Amelia Ford. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Beautiful Friday today. Beautiful weekend taking place. Once again, we're with Mark Hewson. Bellman Sports Medicine. Teddy Stefaniak is coming up. Don Mikowski will be joining us. We've got great entertainment with Amelia Ford and Dennis from the Glambin. Nikki, talk to us about those T-Rats.
T-Rats, your Western Division champions.
How cool is that?
Of the Midwest League. Incredible game last night. And just incredible. Bottom of the ninth, walked it off.
Nice.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Nice.
The crowd was electric. Felt just the vibe. Beautiful night for baseball.
Yeah, Thursday night game.
Wow. Oh, it was awesome.
Lowest point of my baseball career.
Oh, please. Yes.
Was in a very big tournament game.
Oh, good.
When I was 16.
Still in the UP.
Yeah.
In Negron.
Against Escanaba.
Oh, the rival Eskimos?
Eskimos. And
what was your mascot?
They were the mask. They were the Eskimos. We were the Miners.
Oh.
Negani Miners. Oh. So anyway, so.
Tough.
Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Score tied. I'm at bat. Two outs. First three pitches all over the place. Yep. 3-0 count.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Mark? Take.
Take. Take.
Second one.
No.
Take.
No.
Questionable. One of those things where I almost start leaning toward it as, oh. And third one, he blew by me for strike three.
You didn't even swing?
That is correct.
Oh, that is correct.
I was just going to say.
Every boy's dream.
John's looking at me like, what do we do? Well, what would I do or what would you do?
Yeah.
You couldn't even get hit by the pitch? Nothing? You couldn't lean in? You didn't have this felt figure back then?
Did you or the mind machine?
I could show you a picture. I got to bring in a picture. Team picture was taken afterwards. You'll not believe how angry I look in that picture.
Well, yes.
Oh, no, I can. I can agree. I can imagine.
I bet your team was very.
They were not happy with me.
Were you just adjacent? Like the team is huddled together.
I will literally
and then
find that picture. And you'll say, which guy here just struck out in the bottom of the ninth?
I can identify that one.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
But congratulations, T-Rats, man. That's awesome.
It was awesome. So, first game of the championship series is on Sunday night.
Wow.
So, do your Packer game. Get it out of your system.
On the
tickets
way,
are
on the,
$5.
On the way home, they can then come to the game.
Exactly.
Start tailgating again.
I remember when...
You're going to be in good shape by then.
When Matt... was still, Erickson was, and they won it that one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in Arizona, they did a whole ring ceremony.
Oh,
for those
yes.
Guys. I mean, they take this seriously. I mean, this is a cool thing. They get the rings, they get the whole thing.
Yep.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It is incredible.
That's
good time
fantastic.
To be a T-Rats fan.
Oh, man. And you know what? It's the type of thing, too, where it's like, you know, you never know at the end of the year in minor league baseball who's going to still be there. You know, you can have this great team, great whatever. Then this guy gets
moves
called
up
to double A.
Right.
That guy gets moved up. This guy moves around and all those things.
And
so.
We ended the regular season. The Timber Rattlers ended the regular season against the very same team, Quad Cities. And they hammered us. They had bats. They were jacking stuff out of the yard. And it was small ball all night. I mean, we had a couple of dingers. But to tie it up and go and fight, this team truly is the very epitome of teamwork. Everybody contributing. And our new manager, Victor Estevez, it's his first season, remarkable leadership. Just the way the guys produce for him, what a talent.
That's
just
great.
Just cannot say awesome. Enough about them. So,
Have you seen that special yet? That Netflix thing?
Which one?
Facing
Nolan?
No. That was good, though, too.
I want to see that.
Oh, that's
good.
Yes. No, the one about Kurt Russell's dad. He was managed.
No?
Yeah, didn't I tell you about this? Have you seen this? Mm-mm. I can't think of the name of it. Todd, if you can look it up, could you let me know? His dad was the manager of an independent Class A baseball team.
Okay.
Okay, out west.
And the Kurt Russell.
The Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell played for the team.
See, watch the Battered Bastards of Baseball?
Yes!
Or the Battered Bastards
yes. of Baseball. Is there a description?
The colorful true story of a Portland Mavericks, a scrappy independent baseball team of underdogs, started by actor Bing Russell in the 1970s.
Bing yes. Russell.
You got to watch this. It's really good.
Not and Kurt that's Russell. On Netflix.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right. Kurt Russell played second base for them. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But they talk about how it was like this big underdog thing and they had no money, whatever. And they made it to the championship game.
Yeah.
Of the PCL, Pacific Coast League.
Yes.
Which
yes.
was good. I covered that in Tucson and Phoenix and everything. It was AAA. But anyway, what they did is they dropped down. Whoever they were playing took a guy from, because this was single A, but they took a guy from like AAA
oh,
for
sure.
one game.
Of course.
Just to blow it past everybody.
Right.
So they didn't win the thing, but yeah. Wow. But they do take that serious, taking these championship things.
Well,
I think it's awesome.
This is, again,
wouldn't
truly
that be the final? Not to jinx it, but Executive of the Year. Franchise right, of the year. Wouldn't right. that be something to
yeah,
cap it off with that?
Again, this team is so deserving for how hard they have worked all season long. It would be phenomenal.
Are there guys, I mean, you've seen so many guys come through. It's unbelievable. And there were certain ones when Ted and I used to do the games, you know, the opposing teams. And we'd, okay, that guy's got a shot in the league. That guy's got a shot in the league. And they all don't make it, you know, for various reasons. But are there guys
well,
you're watching where you have to think to yourself, yeah, this guy's going to be Milwaukee in 2 years?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Am I going to name drop right now?
No.
Absolutely not, because my brain is not functioning
right.
high level right now.
No.
But I remember even being with the team, coming to a game as a fan and making fun of, oh, who's this guy? Mike Trout. You know, and he's with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And, yeah. you know, it's dollar beer night and everybody's yeah. making fun of him. One of my favorite stories was very, very long time ago. Our manager at the time, Scott Steinman, was watching the other team during batting practice and then during the game, filled out his report at the end of the game, submitted. Cardinals system. Albert Pujols.
Oh, no.
Not a prospect.
No.
He said that Albert Pujols.
Oh, my God.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
So.
Who's now managing, I think, someplace in baseball.
Really?
Pujols, yeah.
He's doing something.
It's amazing. Yeah. The players that have come through Appleton, mind-boggling. What an all-star
really
cast you could put together.
Yeah. It's really fun.
I think sometimes you have to also give credit to the whole, it's the whole league.
Yeah.
It's not just Appleton. So when you go back and say, hey, this ball player is coming from this team, and you can go for a weekend and watch them for 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely.
It's amazing to see what comes through Appleton night after night.
I remember Correa for the Houston Astros, all-star shortstop.
Yeah.
I remember when he played against the Timber Rattlers, and we did that series, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
This guy just.
Big Poppy.
He's Big Poppy. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like certain guys just really do stand out. Like,
absolutely.
Oh, they were built to play the game of baseball.
Well, and homestands have changed now. The series are now 6-game sets.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of, remember back in the day, you could get like a 2-game.
Yeah. One,
you could get in a homestand, you could see 3 different teams.
Yeah.
And now you see one team for 6 games, whatever.
But I still want to say, if anybody wants to know how hard it is to still hit professional baseball hitting, go just in that very first row behind the backstop sometime and watch these guys, even in warmups, and tell me you would stand 60 feet away from that thing coming at you.
Yep. Right.
I wouldn't.
Without flinching?
Without flinching at about
98. Well, at least you're really good at keeping the bat on your shoulder. Yeah. Let it wear it.
Wow.
Wear it, Johnny. Wear it.
Apparently something about the person sitting in that chair.
Yes.
Just totally rips
caustic.
On you constantly.
Caustic.
Yep.
Caustic.
Eh.
Wow. Nikki Z, Teddy Stefaniak coming in, Dennis from the Glam Band, Don Makowski, Amelia Ford. Stick around.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Blue tongue is a disease that you may not hear much about here, but over in Europe, they are starting to have issues with it. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jenny Wackershauser, a broker analyst from EverAg, explains what blue tongue is and how it's being spread. And we'll have that story for you right after this message.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
Welcome back. Now let's hear what Jenny Wackershauser has to say about blue tongue.
We've been watching blue tongue reports out of Europe for a little while, and blue tongue, similar to bird flu, is insect-borne. It is not transmittable animal to animal. I think they get outbreaks of this every once in a while, as depending on when the situations get kind of perfect. It goes to ruminant animals and manifests similar to what we're seeing in bird flu. Drop in milk production. They're seeing cows not bouncing back, some abortions of calves, things that may cause them to need to cull them early out of a herd, and just struggling to ramp up milk production for them as well.
Although blue tongue cannot be passed from animal to animal, it is still something to be worried about for a herd, as explained by Jenny Wackershauser. This disease currently has no cure, and a lot of times cattle, when infected, are asymptomatic. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the markets from Chicago. December corn contracts are starting off the day at 409.5, up 3.5. November soybean contracts are starting off at 1013, up 2.25. December wheat's starting trading at 583.25, up 4.75. Class 3 milk contracts for October remaining even at 2382 hundredweight. And Class 3 milk contracts for November are down 3 cents at 2315 hundredweight. Barrels of cheese closed out the day yesterday at 243.5, up 5 cents. 40-pound blocks of cheese started down 3.5 at 228. And butter finished the day down 9 cents at 308.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 62. Partly sunny Saturday, highs near 82. And 65, the low Saturday night. Mostly sunny for Sunday, 83. Sunny Monday, and a high near 83.
It's 57 at our studios.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. The mayor had to head out to the airport real quick, but we have a full house here. We got Nikki Z. We got Mark Houston for Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Kevin Burkle from Burkle's One Block Over. We've got Teddy Stefaniak from TV 32 Sports Showdown. Hello, Teddy. Hello, Teddy. Hello, Teddy. Teddy is a quiet type of guy.
He is.
He's just saving up till tonight.
Kevin's over there trying to figure out how to use headphones. That's not working.
No, I don't want to break them.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it there.
Should I try and give him a twist?
Here.
All right. All right. What would we do without Mark Houston, Nikki? I mean, look.
Look at that. Yeah. He's doing MVP. Everything. He's going on
the Fixes league. The stuff.
MVP.
Keeps us healthy. All these kinds of things. So. Yeah, we just had Teddy on and we lost him real quick. We'll be getting him back on in just a second. Kevin, what's going on at Burkle's One Block Over?
Well, it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
Woo. Guess what? Home opener.
Yeah, I know.
Looks like Jordan might be back in the house.
That's what we're talking about. I don't know, because I mean, I tweaked my quad yesterday, and I don't think
Was that in practice?
Yes, practicing.
He was under center, yes.
I was practicing for the ruck march.
Yeah, walking.
Yes.
And
17 miles.
You tweaked your hip?
I tweaked it bad.
Boy, you better get that checked out.
Well, Mark showed me some good stretching exercises. I'll be doing them up at the booth tonight. Teddy Stefaniak, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not good.
What? What happened?
I tweaked my quad bad walking yesterday.
Well, you better get into that ice bath before the game tonight. Well, I'm not helping you up those stairs.
I was just going to ask that. Would you mind lending a hand as I go up and down the bleachers?
Well, you know, I'm sure Mark can help you with a full rehab treatment before tonight.
Mark has already tried doing that today right here in the studio, and Nikki didn't think it was very attractive.
It was uncomfortable. I am willing to recommend Tiger Balm Premium, but he has to apply it himself.
He didn't have to show you his calf at all, did he?
Well, first he inquired where his calf was. So that's where we're at this morning.
We're going to have anatomy lessons now on Friday mornings.
I get that mixed up with the quad at times. I'll be honest with you.
Thank you.
Because I always thought the quad was in back. I thought the quad was like there. No?
No, sure not. Mm-mm.
Anatomy.
Can we please have some sort of disclaimer that the things that come out of your mouth do not reflect the school system in beautiful Negaunee, Michigan. Well,
fine. But I want your Tiger Bomb.
Yeah, you
I do. I want your Tiger Bomb.
Yep.
All right.
It's going to be a segment.
So Ted, we're either going to do the Friday afternoon. If John's not better, we may have to do it from the track and not up in the press box.
Yes.
We can set up a remote location for him.
Or John will be staying overnight.
That might
overnight.
Be preferable.
Or can we do that like with Booger Bafarlin or whatever his name was a couple years ago? They had him on that cherry picker going up and down the field.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try
Booger
that.
McFarlane.
Yes. Get that set up for me tonight.
We could
we'll
try.
Put you on a four-wheeler.
Yeah, and going back and forth. So, Teddy, tell us a little bit about what's going on. Last night, a lot of football games.
A lot of football games last night, and actually, I took some time to go out to the Timber Rattler game last night.
Oh.
Check out a little playoff baseball last night.
I didn't see you there.
I was there. What a night that was over there. So I did not catch any high school football last night. Got my prep done for tonight. I said, I got to get out and see these Timber Rattlers tonight. So that's where I was, and I'll tell you what, I'll be out there Sunday night as well.
I bet you were glad you were there. Did you stay until the end?
I left before. but I saw the highlight.
Isn't that the worst feeling?
on a beautiful night like that, and you went home early.
We were down by three, though.
I did have to get back because I did have some more prep to do for tonight.
No, totally understand. And have been victim to that all the time.
Everybody has.
I want to beat the traffic. Can't handle the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then you hear the roar of the crowd.
You hear the roar.
I got home. I was listening to Chris on the radio. And of course, we had it on TV 32 last night as well.
Yes.
And I saw the highlight. I was like, oh, my God. I was so happy for Adams. I mean, he hit that home run, two-run home run.
Yep.
He crushed a home run to tie the game. Or take
early
the lead
in the
early.
Game. Yep.
Early, yeah, and then came up with a game winner. So that was so fun. I'm so happy for the Timber Rattlers. And, they start the championship set on Sunday. So that'll be something
so
else.
So first game, only one championship game in Appleton, and that'll be on Sunday night.
Wow.
Then they'll travel Monday, and the rest of the series will be in Lake County. So you the
gotta
only
get a
chance,
W Sunday.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Very
it's gonna
cool.
Be a, it's going to be a doubleheader on Sunday because.
Right.
Get to the Packer game if you're going. Watch the Packer game. You got plenty of time to get over to check out that Timber Rattler game. And I believe we've got it on TV 32 if you can't make it out there as well.
Amazing TV partner.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. That's going to be a great day.
You never told us that when I was doing the games with Teddy. You never said anything
oh,
like that.
Oh, I was singing your praises non-stop.
She was not.
I was throwing myself at you.
Oh, yeah.
The media vouchers.
I want to put some Tiger Bomb on you, Mino. I heard you got a bad quad. Come on into the clubhouse.
Come on into the clubhouse.
Climb up on a trainer's table. Everybody out.
Avert your eyes.
What is going on?
This has taken a turn, friends.
Bad turn. Teddy, talk about our game tonight.
Hey, we've got Wrightstown at Luxembourg Casco. Two teams that both played in state championship games in their respective divisions last year. So when we saw this matchup, it's like, oh, we've got to have a couple of teams that made it to Madison last year. This year, Wrightstown ranked number one in the state. They're 3-0. They're scoring, 54 points, outscoring
wow.
their opponents 54-5.
And talk about that quarterback that's going to Iowa for baseball.
Yeah, he is something else. And their running game is incredible. They've got 8 guys that have scored a rushing touchdown so far this season.
Wow.
So they mix it up quite a bit. It's going to be very impressive to watch this Wrightstown team tonight. Luxembourg Casco still trying to get things on track. They lost their first two games, came up with a nice come-from-behind win on last Friday. So looking forward to see these two. They're, of course, it's Northeastern Conference football, so a lot of pride on the line. And like I said, both teams making it to Madison last year. You know they're going to get after each other this year.
And, Teddy, you'll be at the Packer game, of course, Sunday. A lot of people don't realize this. You're one of the top camera people up above. Did you know that?
One of the top. I don't know. I don't know about that qualifier.
Well, I think
he's elevated.
He's up on the top level.
I'm one of the highest positioned.
Yes.
In the building.
That's what I meant.
I'll take that.
That's
why. Elevated.
You're on top of the world, Teddy. Top of the world.
One of the elevated cameras. Yes.
So how do you see that one?
Well, I think you're good either way. It'll be exciting. You got to have faith, right?
Yep.
Got to have faith. And, hey, I mean, this is – I was thinking about this. If fans are thinking, well, I don't want to go to this game because I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know what? This is where we need you the most.
Absolutely.
This is where the fans have got to step up and really help this team get through this week.
Outstanding. Teddy Stefaniak, one more time. Who are we got tonight? Where are we at?
It is Wrightstown, Luxembourg Casco. Our broadcast begins at 7 o'clock on WACY TV 32. John Mina will be on the call. Mark Hewson will be joining us. Nikki, if you want to come out, we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Woo! I'll think about it. We'll see how Mino's calf is doing.
Bring
I don't
the
know
ball.
If I can handle it.
John's not walking to LC tonight.
Right.
Get him ready, Mark. Get him ready.
Teddy Stefaniak, you're the best. Can't wait to see you tonight, my brother.
Appreciate the time, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, brother. Ted Stefaniak, TV 32. Berko, what do you got to eat tonight at your perch?
Oh, perch.
Oh, yeah.
The good fresh perch. Lake perch.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a problem getting it anymore, do you? Remember a few years ago it was
not right now, but it's pricey.
Is it?
It's still pricey. Yeah, it's $19 a pound.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Back in the early days, it was like $6.
Yeah.
You know? But what is it? What hasn't gone up in price?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we got perch, cod, we got a shrimp. Kind of late on the fish fry tonight because it's going to be so nice out.
Absolutely, no question.
I think there's going to be a lot of people just kind of roaming around, sitting outside, doing the outside thing.
Yep, that'll be phenomenal. How did the thing go with the Iwo Jima guy, the singer?
Oh, phenomenal!
Great.
Yeah, we raised $12,000.
Wow!
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
That
thing, absolutely. Yeah. $12,000.
Yeah. It was a great event. The guys that were doing the singing were just incredible.
I got to tell you something. So the Jim Fitzgerald, who brought the guy in.
Yep.
Okay.
Jim, yep.
So we had the guy in here. This guy wrote this wonderful original song about the Battle of Iwo Jima. Okay.
Well, I told him, I said, you know, I've got something I could give you as a gift. I said, I've got some actual sand from Iwo Jima. The guy brought me back. And he said, could we have that? He said, we're going to incorporate, he's getting a new guitar built. And he wants to incorporate some of the actual sand from Iwo Jima in the construction of the guitar.
Wow. Won't
that be cool?
Was that for Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's who was with us here.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Okay.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So the builder said, oh my God, I want to incorporate some actual sand from Iwo Jima in the guitar.
I love that.
Yeah.
We've got to have him on then when he gets it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll be back again. It's an ongoing program that's never going to stop.
That's fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah. So it's hopefully next year we're going to do it outside.
Sure.
That was my original plan because we could get a lot more people involved.
Okay, I'm just going to read this. Hey, John, just wondering if we could get the black sand from Iwo Jima you mentioned in your interview with Jason. Just mentioned it to the designer craftsman who built his memorial guitar and said he would incorporate it in the guitar. He said that would be awesome. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're great people. It's a great organization. And you know all the money is going
exactly
to the program.
Remind us what organization you raised that money for. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh my God, I have a mind blank right now.
That's all right. I know. I'm too.
She caught me off guard.
I'm so sorry.
It's kind of like asking a question to one of the, we won't say.
Yeah. Hey, what have you got going on Sunday?
Sunday, Packer kickoff, 8 o'clock a.m., open the doors.
Nice.
We're doing breakfast this year for the noon games, a little breakfast special.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, everybody was kind of asking for it last year.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd do it. We got a couple of big tailgate parties going on with some customers. And after we got a post-game outside party, and hopefully we can get things rolling this year.
Nice.
Hopefully the Packers can pull off a win.
That's just pregame then for the T-Rats.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What time do you guys start?
6:40.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that would be great.
So your breakfast menu, is that a buffet or a breakfast menu?
Just, it's just a sandwich.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, nothing big because, you know, what's changed a lot over the years is the noon games have really slowed down business because of security.
Right.
Cost.
Right.
You know, all that stuff is playing such a big effect into the early games. Even the later games, it's just... People are, you know, money's tight right now, and so they're spending their money wisely.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's one of those situations, though, when it's Packers season, it's like, let's let this snap a little bit
for the game days. Right, noon games, people would be lined up on the street to get into the parking lot at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, I've never tailgated.
Seriously?
I've never tailgated. Because every Packer game I've ever gone to, I'm working.
I suppose.
You know, I'm doing stuff. So I've never gone to a game where I've been able to, like,
you haven't lived.
Tailgate.
I know.
Todd says he was going to set something up this year for us.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you could bring out your Blackstone that you took away from
the homeless. What do you think about that?
That was nice.
What do you think about that? Give me your opinion.
That was magnificent.
Todd,
did you guys hear that? Giveth
one?
And taketh away. Yeah.
So
that
the
was
other...
a real... Your moral compass is fascinating.
So the other night, I did the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet, okay?
Okay.
And for a gift for doing it, they gave me this, said, hey, we got a grill for you, Blackstone grill. It's like, oh, great, I'll take it. You know, even though I got a grill at home, got one at the camp. So I thought, well, I'll donate it to charity or something and whatever. So last night I'm doing the Kukana VFW golf tournament auction. And there's one of the exact same things. And I'm like, what is this? And they said, oh, well, it's not a regular grill. This is for cooking like all, you know, vegetables and rice or whatever, because it doesn't have the grates. It just heats up the thing. So you can cook eggs on there, anything you want. It's like, well, this is cool. Well, in the meantime, I told Jim. Jim said, hey, can we use it for our,
fundraiser for the
community shelter? I said, yeah. So I said, Jim, I got to take that back. He's like, well, we already announced that you were doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think I might want it now. What do you think?
Take it.
Mark.
Oh, good. That's
Mark.
Nice.
As you
I didn't hear the story.
Oh, you just heard the story. Nikki?
No, you are. I'm not going to apply that tiger balm for you.
As You Were Foundation.
Well, you know what? There's a long line behind you.
John, it was the As You Were Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah.
As You Were.
Thank
Perfect.
You, Kevin Burkle, for all you do.
All right.
Appreciate my
God
brother.
Bless you.
Be
Have
back
a good day.
Right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wisconsin is the home of heroes. Blase Hoof Trimming in Kewaunee recognizes all of our local military members,
A world of thanks to those who serve and their families for securing peace and prosperity for our country. Freedom rings because of your great sacrifice. Brave hearts who continue to lay down their own lives to protect and defend ours. At Blase Hoof Trimming in Kewaunee, we love our freedom, so we support our troops. We are free thanks to our brave.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Got a text here from Michael and Madison. John, I'll bring you to one of the Badger tailgates. You'll never be the same. College football tailgates seem more fun than pros. I mean, just in walking through them, they seem a little bit more pageantry. I remember I was at a game in New England one time, and somebody said, oh, they tailgate there. And I walked through there, and it was just a bunch of really hard-looking guys around a little hibachi with a couple of little hot dogs on it. You know, versus what they do around here and for college games. Have you seen that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you get some tailgaters know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's just it, though.
That's experience.
With the pros, you have a little more experience. Yeah. With the colleges, you have a few more rookies
on the drinking roster. They just went that morning and tried to find out, hey, where's my grill?
Absolutely.
What are we even cooking?
Right.
You know.
Do they tailgate at the Timber Rattler games?
Oh, tons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Look at you on the Tanner Bordellini jersey.
Friend of the show. Friend of the band as well. Yes, sir.
I was with his mom the other night at one of the banquets I was
doing.
That
sounds uncomfortable.
I was going to say, that's when rumors get started.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Mm-hmm. And now he's got a suspicious injury as well.
Well, we talked about injury. Kewaunee played against my old high school, Negaunee, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a lot of vowel movement.
I know.
It's a lot of A-U-N-E-E's in there. And she said, wow, it's beautiful up there.
Vowel with a V.
That is a long drive, 3.5 hours. She said they didn't get home till like 1 or 1:30 after that game.
They permit that these days?
I'm surprised.
It was because our staff covers Kewaunee. And I said, did you go up the game? He goes, no, he had a soccer game down here. But I think it was a Thursday night game, too.
Yeah. Unreal.
But it was like 3.5. Well, or no, maybe it wasn't Friday night.
But it was before school started. I think it may have been Labor Day weekend.
Where the high school kids have NILs now where they can afford to travel and stuff like that, and there's sponsorship. What's going on?
That's going to be the next thing.
We're crying out loud. It is really in California and a bunch of other states.
Really?
Texas,
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a real thing. Wisconsin actually just had to vote that out.
Although, you know what's kind of funny, though? It's like
they turned it down.
Like, even with, okay, the T-Rats, you guys might have the number one draft pick, and he's got $12 million in his checking account. And then you get some other kid from wherever, and he has like $4 in his checking account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. That's in baseball.
And
that's
everybody's
the way
eating at the same pregame spread of peanut butter and jelly. Sure. Yes. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
Do they still do that? It's just still peanut butter?
No.
Because I still remember they would have just that big vat of peanut butter there.
No.
And fruit.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
It has been severely upgraded.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, that's
significantly.
Cool.
A
nutrition actually plays a great.
Oh, but it comes back to if you have to. It goes back from preparation to nutrition to sleep to where they're staying. I mean, and it's not saying anything was bad before. There's just more investment because you have an investment in ball players.
Mm-hmm.
What should somebody eat before a game? When I was a kid, I was told poached eggs, which are like the worst tasting things ever. Poached eggs on toast.
Let's skip the poached eggs.
All right.
You know, I mean,
sounds like a crime, doesn't it?
I poached these
eggs.
Maybe I would have swung at that last pitch if I had something
maybe
different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even just about what are you eating right before the game.
Yeah.
It's what are you eating days before the game.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Marathon mentality, Johnny.
It's the same thing. Like, what are you drinking? Like, water. Like, I sent a message to our staff this week saying, this week it's going to get hot again. Make sure you talk with your kids and your coaches of you got to start hydrating on Monday and Tuesday for the games that are on Thursday, Friday.
And hydration isn't just hitting the water bottle either. There's sneaky hydration in plenty of food.
Yeah.
Hit your watermelon, hit your lettuce, hit grapes. stuff like that where it's going
to... It's not an hour before the game either. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the watermelon, you have... Nikki just talked about some great foods, but you can't just say, well, I had them half an hour before the game.
Right.
I was reading a thing about electrolytes. People should have more electrolytes.
Yeah, but that's...
What is an electrolyte?
It's a 70s disco band.
Oh, I remember that. They opened for ABBA one time.
The electrolytes.
I like the nightlife. I like the boogie. On the disco floor.
Yeah.
I know my disco.
Todd, I know. This is where, hey, it went way off the rails.
Todd,
you were gone all last week.
Studio and that happened.
Did you listen to anything last week, Todd? Because it was so far off the rails last week.
How far was it?
Well.
There were no rails.
We were in the country.
Yes. So, my friend.
That could be anyone.
Dennis.
John's got lots of friends.
We got the Magic Man coming up.
I'm so excited.
But something else we have to talk about. He has performed with you guys.
That's a fact.
Isn't that something?
Really?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yep, last year's season opener, yeah.
That is cool. What songs did you do?
We did, naturally what you would think he would do.
Right.
And then he...
Rose Has a Thorn.
Yeah, and then he played Rebel Yell with us, believe it or not.
Really? Wow. Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Wow.
With a Rebel Yell. Yeah. She cried, mo.
Huh. Wow, that is...
That was my Billy Idol.
Huh. Yeah, it sure was. What'd you think of that?
Maybe
that
you can so perform cool. here in a few minutes.
Got a text here, Mino. Shame on you. Donate that griddle.
Thank you.
I'm going to think about it.
Here's the deal. Who's the MVP today? Todd Michaels, ladies and gentlemen.
He's stepping up every day.
Yeah. To CYA Mino here.
You don't have to spell in front of us.
Well, I'm actually preserving the FCC's. But... Then stepping up, saying, no, the community shelter will absolutely have a Blackstone for auction, whether or not it was provided by Mr. John Mino or Civic Media as
wow.
a group.
Wow.
That's the real MVP in there.
Wow.
Because he knows it would be chaos if otherwise.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Wow. So tell me again, though, what did you think of Don singing?
Don's amazing.
He really is, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He knows how to handle the crowd. You know?
I'll bet.
Yeah, he can handle the pressure.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
You know what you realize, too, when you get somebody like that up there, they're used to being, you know, they can handle it.
Yeah.
You're the crowds, the whatever. He was born for it. They enjoy that.
It's a similar experience,
you know,
from playing sports as opposed to playing in front of people. So you're still playing in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, they're still... You know,
it's funny. It's the old thing about Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio, how they had this, like, he could be so mean to her in a certain way without trying to. And she went over during the Korean War to Korea and performed.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Joe, you've never heard anything like it. There were 60,000 guys there, and they were cheering for me like you can't believe. You have no idea what that's like. And he goes,
that's a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, like, it's like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, you do.
You used to play in the house that Ruth built for Carmelo.
Absolutely. But, Dennis, people don't realize what a football fan you are, huh?
I are.
You are. How tough was it not watching the game the other night?
It was difficult, but the screen was right next to us. That was really bizarre.
Oh, okay.
Right next to us.
They had a gig right during the Packer game.
Ah.
You still had a good crowd. Oh, here's my song.
Oh, yeah, man.
Please don't talk about love tonight. Please don't talk about
So we have a guy that sings professionally. He's not singing, but the gentleman who does not sing professionally is singing.
Well, you know what? He's saving his voice.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
He's got to get the...
There's Mino and a performer. Okay.
Got to get the hooks. Here. Yes. Don Majkowski is coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Action.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a Law Review, will join me in studio. Trump gets some charges dismissed, and Merrick Garland made a speech. We'll talk about
it. The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.